The regular listeners of this podcast probably know that one of the themes we like discussing is of agricultural exports, because South Africa is an export-oriented agricultural sector. Take, for example, in 2024, our agricultural exports were at a record $13.7 billion to a range of countries. But if you think of from a continent perspective, the African continent was, of course, the biggest market. Nearly half of our agricultural exports went to the African continent. But you also have the Middle East and Asia being an important region. About 25% or so of our agricultural exports were to that region. The EU, 19%, America, 6%, and many other parts of the world. And the UK is an important market because about 7-8% of our agricultural exports go to the UK. So it remains one of the important markets for South Africa. But we also spend a lot on imports as a country. I mean, we spend over $7 billion on agricultural imports into South Africa. And of course, that basket has a range of products, but at the top of it, it's typically wheat, rice, poultry products, palm oil, and whiskies. But there's another product that I'm seeing now a lot in the news, and that product is coffee. And in South Africa, we import coffee, but not that much. Because if you think about our annual coffee import in volumes term, I would say we bring just around 24,000 tons of coffee a year into South Africa. And we import from a range of countries. But Brazil and Vietnam are the major suppliers of coffee into South Africa. And I will argue that on those imports, when looking at the data for the past 5 years, it shows that roughly 55% of our coffee imports is from those countries. And of course, we have other suppliers, which includes Uganda, Tanzania, Colombia, Guatemala, Ethiopia, Honduras. Those are some of the key suppliers of coffee into South Africa. But this time around, of course, Brazil, who, by the way, is the biggest supplier of coffee into South Africa, but also generally a big producer of coffee in the world. Because if you think about the world of coffee, Brazil accounts for roughly 40% of global coffee production. And some of the major producers of coffee includes the likes of Vietnam, which account for about 17%, Colombia, 8%, Indonesia, 6%, Ethiopia, 6%, and many others in that pack. But the difficulty that Brazil faces at this moment is that their coffee exports to the U.S. may be hit by the higher tariffs. Because remember, the U.S. has threatened to impose about 50% tariffs on products from Brazil from the 1st of August, if, of course, they don't resolve their own challenges, which have a lot to do with the previous president of Brazil and many of the politics there in the country. But the important thing is that Brazil may now be looking at the world market and thinking about where to send a range of products. But Brazil has actually been amongst the winners. If you think about China's switching of its buying of various agricultural products from the U.S. and thinking about diversifying the list of their suppliers. One of the biggest beneficiaries in that diversification of agricultural suppliers that China has embarked on in recent years has actually been Brazil and a number of South American countries, especially when you are thinking about grains and the oilseeds. They've been one of those suppliers. And I think they're beginning now to intensify also in the protein space, where you will see that the South Americans are amongst those that are benefiting from China. And a point can be argued then that now that Brazil is facing even much more higher tariffs in the U.S. as a possibility from August 1st, then they will probably be looking at intensifying that diversification into China and the other regions, perhaps also maybe India. But of course, this then presents a lot of dimensions for us as South Africa, because we are also thinking about the diversification, which means that in a number of markets in Asia, we will be facing the competition of Brazil. and Brazil have somewhat a similar profile of agriculture to South Africa. They are big on grains and oilseeds. We do have grains and oilseeds. We are exporting. They have citrus. We have citrus. They have red meat. We have red meat and a whole range of other products that we all produce, which means then that as they face challenges in the U.S., they will look in diversification and we will all be competing in those products. And of course, I mean, South Africa is great quality, affordable. I do think that our farmers will still be able to compete in those markets. But that's not what I want to focus on mainly. What I want to focus on is that as South Africa, we can actually change tune and look at importing some of the products. We already import a lot of poultry from Brazil because, I mean, think about our poultry industry in South Africa. In our consumption, we import about 20% of what we consume a year. And that is around 350,000 tons of poultry products that we bring into the country. When you think about that, 70% of those imports are from Brazil into South Africa. So we already import a range of products from Brazil, but we can add on that. And what we can add is coffee. As Brazil is out there looking into the world, thinking about how they can diversify, one of the countries I would argue that they can send a bit of their coffee to is South Africa. And I know that the tea and the coffee growers in South Africa will say, why are you asking and arguing for coffee from Brazil? But look, guys, we already spend a lot on some of these imports, but even on some of the substantive beverages. Think about the whiskeys. Did you realize that in South Africa we spend over 300 million US dollars just on the imports of whiskeys into the country? So I think on coffee, if we're already importing around 25,000 tons of coffee, we could push that a little bit higher, and we can make sure that Brazil can bring their high quality stuff into the country. But if they do that, the one aspect that we'll be looking at as South Africans is the quality. Can they compete with the quality of Ethiopia, quality of Uganda, and many others that are supplying South Africa coffee? So that's something. But I do think that the Brazilians, with all seriousness, when they are thinking about diversification in the case of coffee, they should look at South Africa. I do think that South Africans can take a few more tons of Brazilian coffee to ensure that we improve the supplies for us, because we consume quite a lot of coffee. And yes, there are many people in South Africa that are trying to produce coffee. We do have environmental challenges in various areas, but there are a few that are trying to produce coffee and tea. We have lost a lot of capacity in our tea production. Many senior South Africans will remember Magwa Tea, Majola Tea, and many other tea estates in this country, but I don't think that they are at a level that we once saw in the early 90s and in the 80s, when you were thinking about the quality of the product that was coming out of those tea estates. They still need to be revamped, or maybe uproot some of the tea and intensify citrus, fruits, avocados, all of these things that we do right. We can think about that in South Africa, where we have capabilities and we have the technology, and maybe we can switch onto that. And when it comes to some of these products, such as coffees and tea, we can rely a bit more on the imports. And I think that Brazil is one of those, but of course, we will be looking at the quality. But the people that, though, will struggle, the Americans, because the Americans, it does mean now that they will have to pay more for their coffee if those tariffs go ahead. And already, the Americans were already struggling with the higher coffee prices, because coffee prices have been high for a number of reasons. If you think about the past 2 years, in fact, I would say at the start of this year, coffee prices reached record levels. And one of the key things were the drought in South America, and there were also floods in Vietnam and the others. And think about it, to the point I made earlier, that Vietnam produces about 17% of global coffee crop, and then you have about 40% of coffee in Brazil. So both of those were hit by unfavorable weather conditions, which constrained the coffee supplies in general in the world market. So these tariffs arrive in that environment that was already rife. So for Americans, this is one of the challenges that they will have to contend with. So they may have a little bit more headache, as they don't have access, perhaps some, to the higher price coffee that may be confronting them in the coming months. But lucky for us then in South Africa, if we do get more affordable prices and high quality stuff, I do think that we may be willing to take more coffee. Maybe I'm making that point for myself because I do think I want some of that high quality stuff. But of course, we still encourage the South Africans that can explore the coffee growing to continue with their efforts so that we have a bit of the South African product also that we can have and be able to enjoy. Folks, I thought this week we should change the tune a little bit and say we are not a country that is always looking to exports. Yes, we want export diversification, but we also spend a lot on imports. That plus $7 billion that we spend on imports, and of course, a bit of that on this coffee. And with that, folks, let me stop there and thank the people also that help in putting this podcast together. That is Richard Humphrey, Sam Kokeli, Nelisiwe Chabalala, and Amanda Murimba. Follow me on socials at Wandile Sihlobo and follow the podcast at Mkokeli Podcast, as well as the publisher of the podcast, The Financial Mail. Thank you for listening.